Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's Bud Pod 235.
235, poopy life.
Poopy life.
We're living a poopy life.
We're living a poopy life.
Here on the Bud Pod, on the podcast. We're living a poopy life.
That's right. Taking
By
a little
in
break.
The best possible way.
Yes, in the good way. Taking a break from being on tour around the world. It's black brackets, British Isles.
Yeah, this is the first time we've simultaneously been on different tours, isn't it?
It's never happened before.
Never! Bud Pod history!
thank you to all the Pod Buds who came to Birmingham. And then they came to Bristol. And then they came last night to Exeter.
Yes, what a trip.
Great trip.
Thanks to the Pod Buds who came to... Where did I go? Salisbury.
Yeah.
Amazing show in Salisbury. Such a good show. Cambridge. So many great people turned out in Cambridge. So thanks to Pod Buds who came to that. This week I'm in... Of a few places, including Bradford. And it's a big old room in Bradford. I don't know why I'm in such a big room in Bradford, but I am. So please come to Bradford if you're anywhere in England.
Here's an interesting fact. There's a thing I meant to tell you about from tour. This will grind your gears.
Okay.
While it was happening to me, I thought Phil would be so upset if he was here.
Okay, great.
I was in the Ibis Hotel.
Is it an Ibis or an Ibis?
It's an Ibis, yeah.
Okay. Is that what's going to grind my gears? Is you saying Ibis instead of Ibis?
Yeah. I had there. They only wouldn't let me get my room key if I didn't admit it was Ibis. No, it's Ibis. I was at the Ibis in Bristol.
Ah.
And there was some sort of rave going on.
Ugh.
Or something.
In the hotel?
Well.
On the roof.
Well. So, I got off the train at Bristol, and I saw people... You know when it's like... Even for Bristol, you go, there must be a party happening.
It's like there's so much commotion and noise. It's not just the general hubbub of lively Bristol. There must be a...
Yeah, and by the way people are dressed.
Oh, okay.
You know when you see someone and you go, well, that's a costume for a... thing.
Yeah,
because it's not like at 3 p.m. on a Saturday no one wears a corset. But it feels like these three women in corsets with their bing bongs out.
The bing bongs out.
Yeah, okay. They had their bing bongs out.
Okay.
Of whatever that means to you, they were out.
Okay. Whichever bit you think is the bing bong, it was out.
It was out. I don't need to worry about not being able to guarantee you that whatever bit you imagine it was out. And they had like cowboy hats on and shit. And then there were guys with like dreadlocks and kind of crazy, you know, when it's like a grubby hoodie, but you can tell it's like expensive or prestigious in some way.
Right, okay.
And they were all like in a group and they all got off and walked in the same direction towards the sort of industrial statey bits.
Like the cool sort of old worn-out brick buildings bits.
Yeah, like you come out of the train station, you don't go into the town centre, you go even further out.
Oh, yeah. You turn left at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, there's something happening.
Okay.
And then the more I walked around Bristol, the more I saw more people in like... I saw a girl who had put on elf ears.
Oh.
But like...
But like good ones, like prosthetic ones.
Yeah. And she was dressed like a character.
Oh.
And
was there a Comic-Con or something going on?
No, but she was in a group of other more musical rave people going in the same direction. All these weirdos all going towards these buildings.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I hope you did that. I hope you grabbed one and said, what the hell is going on here?
I picked her up by her steampunk...
By her ears, by her elf ears.
Yeah, and I said, listen here, elf. Mark me well. What foul magics do you wreak upon this innocent port? I went to my hotel and I did two shows in the day, 4:30 show, 7:30 show. All great. And then I went back to the hotel and I had something that you can only really enjoy in life if you're a stand-up comedian or a private detective or a sort of creepy murderer.
A lone whiskey.
A lone pint in the hotel bar.
Ah, you did it. I did it. Well done. He did it, everybody.
I did it. For maximum points, you need to do that while listening to the song Guitar Man.
How does that go?
You're asking. I hate it when I have to try and do songs for you.
Guitar Man, he's got a big guitar. He hits the bad guys with it. Big bucks. Oh.
This one. Who's it by? Bread.
Okay.
It's a kind of song about like a lonely...
Kind of like Steel Country kind of...
Lonely Guitar Man.
Okay, right,
Going from town to town. It's the mood.
Yeah.
And rave people were coming in and out of the bar.
Of the Ibis.
And I could hear that it was nearby.
Okay.
The rave.
Yeah.
And I could see the lights in the sky, the big searchlights.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, oh...
Batman's
going to come and take out the rave. You don't have a permit for this. You don't have a permit. Please be considerate to our neighbors. holding the elf lady upside down off the fucking top of a tower. Where's the DJ? Where is he? Exactly. And I thought, this must be a thing put on by someone big enough to attract people from out of town, hence the train, hence them staying in this hotel. Again, I thought, maybe this will all be fine. I got to hear pounding techno coming from one or both of the rooms next door to me from 1 a.m. through till about 5:30 in the morning.
What, the hotel room?
Yeah.
Did you complain? Did you call?
I tried. And I ended up standing in the middle of my hotel room looking around going, where's my little phone?
Oh, no.
There was no phone.
It's an Ibis. They don't have a little phone.
I found a laminated piece of paper that had some tat on it about how phones were so 2000 and late.
No!
Or something like that. Like some little joke about, oh, we got rid of our old phones. Ooh, aren't they grubby?
Dude, that's the worst thing of all, being cutesy about the lack
of an amenity. Boring old toilet paper. You wouldn't want any of that. Fucking cunts. And so instead, on the laminate piece of paper was a mobile number. I could text the official Ibis mobile number and say, for the love of God, send your incredibly bored-looking security man up here to knock on a door or something. And they said they would do that. I didn't really detect any dip in volume as a result of any security actions. And what was weird was that when I stuck my head in the corridor, it was almost impossible to hear any of the techno.
Right.
The insulation... out into the corridor, fantastic.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Between the fucking rooms, bad.
Hmm.
Insane.
Yeah.
For about an hour, well, not an hour, that would be crazy, but for an appreciable length of time, 10 to 30 minutes, one of the two rooms blasting techno was also joined by like quite elaborate fucking sounds.
What? Really?
Yeah, but I couldn't. At one point, I thought, is this in the music? Is it kind of.
Was it to time?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But I thought, what? And it was just like being trapped in a German porn film.
That sounds horrible. So were you awake the whole
time? For a lot of it, yeah. I managed to snatch a few hours of sleep. And then I got woken up at 5 again by like boys running in the corridor and like laughing and dicking around in the corridor.
Ugh.
And I was like, I can either just like kind of fight my way back to sleep or I can fight a load of boys in a corridor.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll just go to sleep.
People are pigs. People are such pigs.
Yeah, I was... But then I thought, of course, like, this is the cheapest hotel for crusties who love raving near the rave sign.
Was it on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, you were near the rave place.
On a Saturday night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But why weren't they at the rave?
Clearly, they were raving from 5 p.m., and so by the time it got to 1 a.m., they were all raved out. And it was time to go have a smaller rave in their room.
And have rave sex.
And have at least a bit of rave sex for some of them.
Have some high-tempo sex.
What I found weird was that the room that was full of like the giggling boys and slamming doors and like, you know, that laugh of like the drunk English idiot.
It's a distinctive laugh.
That was the same room that the lady fucking noises had been coming from. So I was like,
oh.
It's like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in there. Did they, we were all hanging out.
Did they run in? Did they like walk in on someone having sex and that was why they were going, ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo?
No, because there was like an hours of difference.
Wow.
So was the, like, was this guy like, well, obviously, from 1 to 1.30 roughly, I'll sleep with my girlfriend slash rave lady.
Mm.
And then I'll invite the boys around and we'll... we'll giggle and play pranks.
Just stand in the circle giggling.
So yeah, it was not ideal. And I there was like a lot of it where I kept thinking, Phil would hate this so much.
Well, did you not hate it? Would we not hate it the same amount?
I did hate it, but I think you would have hated it even more. It's a combination of everything you hate most.
It's the injustice of it and the arrogance. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't ever claim that I was suffering as much as you would have suffered.
Yeah.
You were like my Christ. I could use you to give me perspective. Well, this is nothing compared to how much Phil would be hating this. You know.
I've told two children to be quiet in business class on the flight once. I was trying to sleep.
I love Phil is a tycoon, cruel tycoon.
And there was just these kids running around in dark plane time.
No, you can't run around in dark plane time.
You can't run around in dark plane time. Dark plane, when you're in a plane, you become a chicken. When they turn the lights off, you just dip your head and you have to try your sleep. You go to sleep.
Yeah, lay an egg.
Yeah, when the lights come on, they feed you through a tube. And then you lay a little egg, and the pilot comes back, and he picks it up, and he blows your bum hairs off it, and he takes it to the market.
Passenger eggs.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Delicious, fresh, organic passenger eggs.
Fresh from the New York to London red eye.
But these kids are running around going, hee-hee, ha-ha, and I go, I talk to them like adults. I don't know why. I was like, excuse me, can you be quiet, please? I'm trying to get some sleep. And they're like, they do that thing where kids have been admonished by an adult who isn't their parent.
Yeah.
They just kind of look at you. They're just very confused. They're like,
What are the rules here?
What are the rules? Do I have to do that? And then they'd sort of be a bit quiet for a bit. And then they'd pick up again. running around.
Yeah.
Like, be quiet. I'm trying to sleep. And then they'd be quiet. And all I thought was, where are the parents?
Where were the parents?
I think they're just asleep. Back in economy. I think they'd... No, yeah. Yeah, these are very rich kids. They paid for the flight.
Yeah.
I think the parents are... It's that classic thing of...
Yeah.
I think you get to a certain level of wealth as a parent, and you go, now my kids are everyone's problem, I guess.
Yeah, or you just go, I'm so detached from giving my kids boundaries that I'm going to have 7 G&Ts before takeoff.
Uh-huh.
And just like... put myself in the airline, the closest thing an airline can offer to an induced coma for like medical safety. Like,
as I get my children used to business class.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. Those kids' lives are over. They will never ever deal with the fucking cattle class ever again.
They haven't done what I've done to get out there. They haven't done 10 minutes of stand-up. Have they? I don't think so. What have they done to earn their seat? Nothing.
They haven't even done a tight five. They couldn't even riff if you asked them to. Yes. So yeah, that was something that happened on tour that I thought you would hate.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Just you telling me that, I was like wargaming it to myself. It's like, yeah. I have to go down to the reception.
I banged on the walls.
Did you? Nothing.
Techno was too loud.
This is it. This is how they protect themselves.
Yeah.
Did you go down to the... Was there a person at reception in the lobby?
I didn't bother. I'm there in my pants and my bed at 1 a.m. I thought, am I getting dressed to formally register my...
Although if you go down in a bathing... was it a dressing gown? It makes it look so much more urgent.
Yeah,
right?
that's true.
So much more like they failed as a hotel. If you have to go downstairs in your dressing gown,
I should have
gone. You say every time I have to come back here, I will lose a piece of clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
like this is like a ransom.
Like selling
body parts through the post.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Treat it like Bane putting a big bomb under the city. People of Ibis. Just do a big rally in the middle of the hotel bar.
For too long, you have reveled. Without consequence?
I am justice made manifest. And just putting a bomb underneath the juddering bed of the techno sex people. Yeah, I banged on the walls with my...
You could do a saw thing where you put a bomb or a big old clamp on the bed that'll squish and crush them. That will go off if they slow down the fucking... Like a speed kind of
thing. Like speed, but the bed. Yeah.
It's like, you wanted to have sex. Well, how much sex can you have? Before you fuck yourselves dead.
To death. Yes, I can't believe... Maybe that's in Saw 10.
I bet you think you're good in bed. Well, just how good are you?
You like techno? Well, enjoy these songs with lyrics that you know, but without lyrics. And if you try and sing the lyrics, you die. I'm running out of ideas. Saw 10 is coming out.
Yeah, it seems to be the first Saw in a while that people seem to care is coming out.
I saw one of the Saws in the cinema on the Isle of Man, and it was so rushed and badly edited that it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. The first one is awesome.
Yeah.
The second one I thought was like, this is just like...
the same concept again.
A series of vignettes that don't really need to exist next to each other. The third I thought was... had a good ending. I thought it was kind of fun. And then that's the only one that I haven't seen one since.
The one I saw in the cinema was like 5 or 7 or I don't know. But
wow,
there was
going
like,
to the cinema to see Saw 5 or 7.
But it was a whimsical choice.
Okay.
On a boring.
You went on your own?
No, I went with some friends.
Okay.
It was a sort of haha, imagine if we did this kind of activity as opposed to like, wow, we're so excited.
Yeah.
And the boom was in the shot for most of the film.
No.
There was points where the boom was almost in the face of the person talking. It was insane.
Wow.
I have no idea how it happened. And they did that thing that film editors do where they pasted a big black band across the top of the whole movie for the whole movie because of how much the boom was in shot. And it still wasn't enough.
That's incredible.
There's a bit where the heroic survivors of the torture thing are supposed to be like working their way through all the underground chambers, you know? And you know there's that shot that... it's like the camera is the height of your toe, and it's looking up at the heroes.
Yeah,
as they walk into a room.
Okay,
like da da da, you know, and you see them looking around.
Yeah,
like wow, look at this room, like big camera angle from like a shoe.
Yeah,
that. But you could see over the shoulders of the people looking around in horror at the big torture room, just where the underground walls ended, and it was just in a warehouse.
Oh my god.
And you could just see like rigging and like lights and like the roof of the warehouse they were filming it in.
How do they even get that out?
It was incredible. I was sitting there going, but this, you can't do this, can you?
I don't think you can. It's like, and I think you should leave. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Just shouting out at the projectionist, why were they allowed to do that? Yeah. I looked it up and it got rushed out because they ran out of money. There was some legal dispute from the people funding it and the money got taken away or they spent it all on the wrong thing and they just went, well, this is what we have.
Yeah.
Like a kid at the end of an exam who's run out of time.
Movie financing is surprisingly dodgy. Like big movies are financed by some pretty shadowy people.
There was a genre of it's all money laundering and stuff, right? I mean, there's a genre of movies nicknamed German dentist movies.
Okay.
Because they were funded as tax write-offs almost entirely by German dentists' pension funds.
Wow.
So much art exists for just like insane accounting reasons.
So how does that work?
So it works the same way that it benefits Trump to go out of business if you have a law like a law in America where the destruction and write-offs and tax expenses of one business can just be carried over to another one.
Okay.
So you start a stupid business
as
a part of a limited company with other people's money.
Yep.
It spends loads of brackets other people's money.
Yep.
Loses all that money.
Yep.
You go, oh no, it's on fire, bye. And you declare bankruptcy, end of the company.
Yeah.
All those losses, which is none of which is your money,
you
carry over to the company that is your money and has made loads of money.
Okay.
And pay no tax on the income.
Oh, I see.
Because those are losses.
Right. Because those losses then count against
the income of the actually good company that you do care about.
Gosh. Wow.
So everyone's like, wow, Trump's stupid. He keeps going out of business. And you go, no, he's just stealing money from the taxpayer like through an insane loophole that was put in.
Right.
Yeah. So there's all sorts of jiggery pokery like that. All the money's not actually being spent. It's just actually being spent in theory. This is no longer Donald Trump I'm talking about. This is dodgy movie financing.
Mm.
So let's say, oh, wow, the catering bill for this dodgy movie was £10 million. And it wasn't. It was £200,000. But all that money as an expense just loops back to the person who originally paid it.
I see.
So they keep their money, but it's been cleaned.
Interesting.
It's all just accounting tricks.
Yeah.
Okay. But a lot of art exists because of mad tricks like that.
It's true. So what do you want? You got to ask yourselves. What is it you want?
It's like the equivalent of having an incredibly nicely cleaned car through Walter White's car wash from Breaking Bad. And you're like, "What? Look, I know it's to launder crystal meth money, but it's a great car wash."
Yeah.
They really buffed this thing to a mirror sheen.
Although I do want to see what these eye tubes are in the new Saw. It's on all the
posters. On the poster.
Yeah, there's a guy going, aha, and there are like these tubes to his eyes. Like,
I think I know what that is.
What is it?
Here's my theory about the eye tubes, Phil.
Yeah.
I reckon they are little tubes that can really suddenly create a vacuum. And they're going to suck the eyes out of his head if he doesn't do something in time.
That's probably it, eh?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
That would be horrible to happen. I hate that.
It's like the thing that the kid from Home Alone would do if he grew up and got a taste for fucking with people with improvised devices. When I was a boy, I was left alone. That would be his origin story.
That's probably it, isn't it?
It's such a dumb... I thought it was it was always stupid, but I thought it got really dumb when they did that thing where Saw 2 or 3 where they decided that the traps didn't have lessons.
That they didn't need to have lessons.
Well, yeah, because in the original one, if you did do what the guy wanted,
yeah,
you'd earn your freedom.
Yeah.
That was the whole point.
Yeah.
So it was a tough but fair Old Testament-style God.
Yeah.
But then there's one of the movies where the detectives are like, it doesn't make sense. He cut off his own dick and used it to draw a painting of a beaver, but he still killed him anyway. And it's because someone else had taken over.
That's it. The lady had taken over. And,
yeah.
And Jigsaw, spoiler alert, ends up, like, turns against her because he's like, there are no lessons here. There's no chance. You have to give them a chance.
And she's like,
she's like, no.
No, I like it. I think it's better this way. She says it in exactly that voice.
It really takes you out of it.
It really is not scary at all. Okay, guys, you've got to cut off your arms or I'll kill you, and I'll kill you anyway. So okay, bye.
When you're watching that Saw, did it completely render, seeing the boom sticking in shot, did it completely render the tortures ineffective?
Yeah. Yeah, because someone was going, like, with a boom in their face, like here, like nuzzling their eye. Oh no, the hacksaw is rusty. Oh, no. It was just like, well, this is like a school play now.
Did any of the scenes start with action?
That long bit where someone had to come on and fix the puppet dressed in a Union Teamsters uniform. Yeah. Insane. Are you going to watch Saw 10?
No, I haven't seen 4 through 9.
Yeah, how would you understand the plot?
I don't think I'll know what's going on.
Yeah. That old guy's still not dead, or he did die, or I don't know.
He died at the end of 3, didn't he?
Yeah, because the whole point was he was terminally ill.
I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
I watched the horror film once at the Fringe with Glenn Moore. We watched a really horrible horror movie. Like one where it really is just like, oh, come on, guys. Jesus Christ.
Was it in the flat?
Yeah.
I think I saw some of it. It was really cheap.
Was it very
cheap and about like a crazy clown?
Yeah, but really horrible.
Yeah, really
they
horrible.
Definitely spent all the money on the bits that were the most awful.
Right, yeah.
And there was I just got this sensation that I thought, someone somewhere is wanking to this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this now.
Yeah.
It's not psychological anymore. It's like, what if I did this to a body? And you're like,
yeah.
This is done in a way that it makes me think the person who did it was horny.
Yeah, I think I saw a bit of that. I was like, this has the cadence of porn.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got the rhythms and cadence of porn.
The syntax of porn is in use here. And you think, oh, yeah.
Is that good?
It's not like a thriller. I've realized that I used to think, like, no, I like horror movies. I don't. I like psychological thrillers.
Mm-hmm.
The Bone Collector, Along Came a Spider, the Hannibal films.
Oh,
like they're not horror.
Mm. Yeah, I guess not.
They're psychological thrillers.
Yeah.
What about, or like even though it's much more definitely in the horror category, Insidious.
I still haven't watched it. Too scary.
Terrifying.
Too scary.
But the point is not like, oh, the reason
Oogly Boogly.
Oogly Boogly, yeah, exactly. I like Oogly Boogly, or I'm afraid and frightened by Oogly Boogly. But when I'm watching just like, and then he fucked the lungs, and you're like, ugh. Grow up. Come on.
Oh, grow up.
Grow up. I know these are some, like, I'm supposed to be horrified by, like, the sheer audacity of it all, but, like, I'm not, because, you know.
Yeah.
You can read about stuff this horrible in, like, fucking Warhammer comics.
I like stuff that's sort of just, really unsettling. I like to be unsettled.
Yeah.
Like a Midsommar.
Yeah. Yes, or Seven.
Seven, unsettling.
Very unsettling.
Disturbing. Other than the sound mixing on Seven is so awful, it's impossible to hear what anyone says. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's really muddy. It looks very muddy, but it also like sounds really muddy.
I had this where I tried to watch Gangs of New York again the other day.
I've never seen that.
I remembered liking it.
Oh.
And the music is... I don't know how it happened.
The music is bad?
Yeah. I'm not even sure if it's bad. I don't even know what to say about it, other than that it makes it impossible to watch.
Like, how? What does it sound like?
It's like some weird mixture of like synths and like fake, like technologically realized instruments and real instruments. And it's just really, really silly. It made the whole opening fight scene, which I saw as a young teenager and remembered thinking, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
It made it seem so incredibly silly.
Was this in that post of Moulin Rouge period of like, putting modern music into all these settings?
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
People just went a bit nuts for that.
Yeah, and it just was a bit like too funky at points. And I was like, this is like funky. This is just misjudged.
Well, speaking of funk, I mentioned this idea to the comedian Ed Knight, who's been supporting me on tour.
Oh, yes.
Good old Ed, the boy wonder. And I ran a bit by him, which was... I was like, is this funny? And because we were listening to funk, and the songs were like, have you got the funk, boy? And I said, is funk the only genre where every song is about how good funk is? Is the only genre where every song is about how good the genre
is?
Yeah,
that's
right?
Good. Everyone loves the funk.
Yeah. Gotta get that funk. We're going to funk town. But it's funky. Every song is about itself, is about the genre.
Won't you take me to funky town?
Yeah, exactly.
Please.
It's just all about how good this music is that we're doing right now.
It's a very insecure genre.
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, occasionally there's like an I love rock and roll or we built this city in rock and roll, but every funk song is about how good funk is.
A lot of rock and roll songs are about what a good time you'll have tonight at the rock and roll concert. Yeah. Everybody have a good time. Any song where people say that makes me laugh. There's a Queen song, like good time, so funny. It's like something from a children's song. Now turn around and point at your bum. Like, it's so stupid.
Playtime starts right now. Playtime forever, yeah.
Sometimes funk will list other genres and admit they're quite good, but not as good as funk.
Right, yeah.
You know? Some people like that rock and roll, and other people like to dance. And then they'll do a whole thing, like, and if you groove down to this, that's fine too. But for me, it's all about the funk. Like, it'll be like a whole long list of like all the cool popular stuff. But about, you know, ultimately, when you get down to it,
and they were dancing and singing, moving to the groove, and somebody turned around and shouted, "Play the funky music, white boy!"
Yeah.
All the songs are about how good funk is and how we should remove the any obstacle between us and funk should be removed.
Yeah. Even if the obstacle is distance, take me to Funky Town. I'm too far away from it. I would like to be in Funky Town.
Sometimes, sometimes the obstacle is you're not in the right town. Yeah. Down to you just need someone to hit play. No, it doesn't matter the size of the obstacle between you and funk. It has to be removed, and the only way to remove it is by singing about it.
I want to get the funk. I want to be in the town where the funk happens. I need someone to press play on the funk. You're like an FBI agent listing what he needs for an investigation. We need a headquarters. We need telephone lines. I want roadblocks out of every road on this town. You got to get me to Funky Town. I want to get someone pressing play on that funky music. I want someone to get me the funk. I've got a bad case of the funk. You've got to get down to the funk. You have 10 minutes. That's really good. That's definitely something. We've just workshopped it into something. You should say it.
Although I've just remembered that lyrics are expensive to impossible to clear if you ever were to film it. Is that right? But surely parody law covers this.
I think people underestimate, especially in the UK, how powerful parody law is.
Oh, it's pretty powerful in the UK. You can play pretty much anything.
Because
if you're talking about
my first ever TV spot was me doing my Lion King routine in 2014.
Yeah.
And as I came off stage, this really angry producer was there by the side of the stage next to my agent going, well, that's great. Can't use fucking any of that.
Oh, no.
And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And he went, yeah, you're making fun of the lyrics, so you're parody. And I was like, no. Because the joke of the whole routine is about how silly the lyrics are in the Zulu bit of the Lion King song.
Yeah.
And I went, no, that is an accurate translation. I wasn't joking. That is true. And he went, oh, okay, great then.
So you can't misrepresent the lyrics?
I don't know. But he was happy with that, and it went out.
I think no one actually knows what the rules
are. I think
are.
They're talking shit, and I think the second anyone tries to do anything over it, it would go nowhere. To be honest, we'd be lucky to get sued over a routine. We'd get all the headlines.
That's true. You always got an eye. You always think about the headlines, Pierre.
Gotta
respect this.
I'm an all-time newsman. What
I'm
can I say?
I'm thinking about how do we make this work? How do we get this past the bill? And Pierre's like, think of the headlines, boy.
There's a great.
I don't read my reviews; I weigh them.
Yeah, that's right, man. There's a great Werner Herzog quote. And he's talking about in the context of how Werner Herzog, when he was making a lot of his early movies, would just break into places that had the right looking building. Like just break in, just do it illegally. And like, don't bother like contacting the city department for a permit to film on the Wednesday. Yeah. Just do it.
And if they come after you, then deal with it.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. They'll never know about it. No one will see your film. And if they do, fuck them. And, you know. And the way he sums it up is let the pigs loose. Which I keep trying to think more and more in my life. Let the pigs loose.
That's what Werner Herzog says.
Yeah, let the pigs loose.
Let the pigs loose.
Let the pigs loose. Speaking of loose pigs, we should do some correspondence.
Oh, yes. Let's listen to them oinks.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ring letters, emails, phone calls,
Okay, we got some lovely tat from Jayek.
Tat Jack all on the floor. Jack Tat, give me some more. Jack Tat, till you get sore. Jack Tat,
till you get sore.
Till you get sore. Where? What happened to real music, huh? Why can't we make songs like that anymore?
We've all felt sore the next day after some grooving around.
Yeah.
But to feel sore during, you've really...
Well, it's smacked that. It's soreness from smacking. It's smack soreness.
Yeah, but you're smacking it on the floor, which means you're twerking at such depth that your bum cheeks are kind of thwacking off the actual floor.
I assume that smack that was... A guy smacking a gal's ass or a gal smacking her own ass.
Yeah, but then he's like, give me some more.
Give me some...
Is he smacking his ass?
But then that's just her sort of giving him more ass to smack, isn't it?
Oh, like give me some more as in like another slice of ass, please.
Yeah, or it's just a sort of general...
Please, sir, may I slap some more ass? More?
Boy!
More ass? Boy for sale. This boy is too greedy for ass to slap. All the Victorians scandalized. He should have been happy with that amount of ass. Anyway, Jackson sends us Tat. The subject line is overly aggressive Tat.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
So that's a clue for you.
Yep. Is it one of these? My wife is awful. If you are mean to her.
I remember there was that mug that was just like taco bitch or something that someone sent once. Maybe that could be some good Tat for the Patreon people. Just a mug that says taco bitch. Impossible to explain.
Sounds like the patent's taken on that one, though.
Yeah.
Intellectual properties.
You don't want to be sued by taco bitch.
By big taco bitch.
No. Dear Pooh Butters.
Nice.
Last week, my family went to the sunny Isle of Wight.
Oh, I'll be going to there on tour as well.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the Isle of Wight since 2014. I looked this up recently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God.
The Wang's return. At last.
You have to stand at the prow of the boat, like George Washington.
Or Rose in Titanic.
Or Jack. Back to Jack.
Oh, yeah.
On day four.
This is the Tat.
No. On day four of the lovely trip to the Isle of Wight.
Oh, yes.
We went to a delightful little model village.
Oh, nice.
In a picturesque village itself. And my three-year-old son, he of the bubble of black poo and magic grape poo stories.
Gosh. This is... Oof.
So, do you remember that?
Do you remember this story?
Yeah.
No.
Because my memory is like... I think in your show you should go back to saying that I'm the one with the amazing memory that you know.
I'm saying Peter.
I know, yeah.
I'm saying Pete.
I think say me again.
But if I say Pierre, people are going to go... it's too much of a distraction.
People go, whoop, if they know about they know about Bud Pod. They might go, whoop.
Yeah, people who listen to Bud Pod will go, whoop. People who know you go, whoop.
And everyone else goes...
You'll go, Pierre.
Yeah, they go, what friend is this? That's true, isn't it? Yeah. People who don't know, that's true. They will be like... it's like if you said, my friend Genghis or something. Like, what? That's true.
But you know what? Fuck them. I'll try it.
So these stories, I do remember them, Jack. And how quickly they grow up. It was the baby that did a single black bubble of poo from the bum.
Right.
Like from a cartoon.
Yeah.
And then the baby that rehydrated a raisin into a grape through its shit.
Oh, my lord.
Do you remember?
Yeah. I remember now.
The kid ate a whole raisin, and then because of the amount of... Like, poo is like 90% water or something crazy.
I hate this.
It looked like he'd swallowed a whole grape.
I hate that
term. Yeah, you hated it at the time.
That's why I forgot it.
Yeah,
you locked it out.
Eventually, my three-year-old son discovered the gift shop and was looking through the various dinosaur-related toys available. Classic.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Classic. While he was looking at that, I noticed some Tat for sale, so I decided to have a look for Bud Pod research reasons. God bless you.
Oh, good on ya.
Out in the field, getting the data we need.
On his holiday as well.
Bud Pod doesn't take a holiday,
Absolutely.
Phil.
Absolutely.
Except maybe like a week or two a year. We take a holiday a lot less than a lot of other podcast guys.
It's
true. Slaving over a hot microphone, bringing you steaming platters of whatever this is.
Steaming hot bowls of this.
There was a lot of generic Tat, gin o'clock, you don't have to be crazy, but it helps, etc. Mm. But also the surprisingly aggressive Tat in the photo attached. Completely out of the blue compared to the whole village. Keen to see if Phil can whisper it or not, praise redacted. So, let's see if you can figure this out. I'll give you a little glance from a distance. It's all little wooden planks.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I get the shape, yeah.
My face tells more people blank, blank... blank than my mouth does.
My face tells more people to fuck off than
yeah.
My mouth does.
And you got it immediately.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Just a charming wooden sign with like a slightly maritime rope securing it that just says, my face tells more people to fuck off than my mouth does.
What the hell? I don't get these people.
But then you read that you're supposed to go, ha, you do have a horrible face. That's true, Miriam.
You are thoroughly unpleasant. And surely that's for guests to see in the house.
Yeah. Why did I say Miriam? Normally I say Mildred, but
you say Mildred a lot.
Yeah.
I say Susie.
Yeah, we both say Mildred and Susan.
Susan.
And I always say Andy and Alan and Stephen for the generic man names. I think I said Miriam because I was thinking about... Oh, Miriam Batty. I don't know how to pronounce her surname.
I've always said Battier.
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 Battier?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Strategic Love Play. I think it's going on tour at some point.
Yes, we've both seen it now.
Incredible.
It's such a great play. Really
so good. And bits of it agonizing in the best possible way.
Yeah, I mean, especially the opening part, which is such a great observation.
So good. I think it's going to go on tour.
Oh, okay, we'll keep an eye out for it.
Listeners to look at it. To look at it?
To look at it. To go watch and listen to it.
Look at it and listen to it when you're in the chair watching it. Fuck's sake. Right, more tad. Caution.
Oh, no.
That's in big letters. Caution.
Oh, sorry. Just quickly on aggressive tad. The other day I was on the tube and there's a lady opposite. And she's just a normal lady, just reading a book or just looking at her phone. And a t-shirt says, "I'm not shy, I just don't like you."
Jesus Christ.
What did I do, Dan? What did I do?
You just immediately pointed and go, "Hey!"
Yeah. I'm reading a big newspaper and I do a double take at a t-shirt. I close my paper really aggressively. Hey! I don't appreciate that.
And then it's like, well, I know you don't mind me saying it to you because you're, like you say, not shy. Fucking mad shit. So this is caution.
Uh-oh.
I blank blank blank.
Wow. That's all you're giving me. Caution.
It's so hard to give you more without giving it away.
Well, what is the format? What is the medium?
What do you mean?
Well, what's it on? Is it on a
It's on the same planks.
Oh, these are all
these are all planks. They're all on a long wrist.
Caution. I blank 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 blank.
No, three blanks.
I blank blank blank.
Yeah, I
caution.
I
I don't like twats.
It's that kind of a level of aggression. Yeah, it's sweary, a bit sweary. Tea drinker.
I don't like cunts.
It's not. I don't like. I would have whispered. I would have didgeridooed you that.
You'd have didgeridooed me.
I'd have didgeridooed you. If you'd done that, I'd have didgeridooed you.
Caution. I don't take shit.
Oh, you're so close. Yeah, it's that kind of thing. It's.
I don't take prisoners. Caution.
I give you a clue.
Respect myself.
Caution. I blank blank up.
I fuck shit up.
I fuck things up.
I fuck things up. Yeah, you're right. Giving one.
Yeah.
I fuck things up. Shouldn't that be caution for themselves?
Yeah, maybe that you hang that on your bedroom door as you leave your room. Every morning.
Or your front door, inside of the front door. Caution.
Yeah. Caution. I fuck things up. Oh, I do, yeah.
I do.
I'm a fucking idiot, yeah. Or around your neck, like some medieval shame sign. Or like something
like
from during... Scarlet Letter.
Scarlet Letter.
Or during a cultural revolution. Where you had to like stand in the street with a sign around your neck that says like "I hoarded grain."
I fuck shit up.
Oh, next one, similar to the first one. If my blank doesn't say it, my blank certainly will.
If my face doesn't say it, my fist certainly will.
I'd respect that, Tad. It's mouth and face. If my mouth doesn't say it, my face certainly will.
Again,
yeah.
This is to be sold together. This is to be hung up together.
Oh, like as like an insane ladder.
Yeah.
No. It's all just separate. On a rack.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
That would be a great sort of the ladder of wooden madness. That's a Dungeons and Dragons item. Next one. We're all blank blank. You'll blank blank in.
Oh, we're all mad here. You'll just fit in.
You'll fit right in. Yeah, you got it. And bizarrely, at the very bottom, together we make a family.
If you don't like any of these, maybe try together we make a family.
Is the word family capitalized for no reason, like we're speaking German? Yes.
Or speaking about the Holy Family.
Yeah, together, or like the Mafia. So weird. So odd. Thank you, Jack. That is some nice aggressive tat.
Lovely aggressive tat. Who wants that?
Speaking of more tat, we've got a message from Baz.
Baz!
Yeah.
What has Baz brought?
What has Baz brought? Some what tat? Has Baz brought? Dear Paphny and Palmer, Scooby Poo.
Yeah, Scooby Poo.
Your glorious podcast has kept me entertained for many an hour. My daily walk to sixth form has been highly improved by your amusing chats.
Oh, we're getting the young'uns.
They're young, cool kids like us, the cool babies.
Yes.
The tiny.
Baz. His name's Baz. He's in Baz. Sixth form. He's got a free period today. He's going to listen to us in his free period.
Yeah.
In the sixth form center. Is that a private school thing to have a sixth form center?
I don't think so. It's okay. A sixth form college thing as well, surely.
As in, like, we had a sixth form block with studies in it.
Yeah, it must be a thing.
Outside of private schools?
Yeah. Because they don't like to mix the ages. It's never good, is it?
I'm worried my privilege is showing.
Yeah, but it's like if either of us ever accidentally started talking about tuck shops or something, you can't help it.
Oh my God, I did a gig at, of all places, rugby school a few
Whoa,
months back.
Whoa, yeah, yeah.
Like one of the, I mean, where rugby was invented, one of the great public schools. Oh my God, the studies were like, is a kind of room they put on YouTube for like study music.
Yeah.
Like it's the images of like an idealized studying room. With like trees right outside and it's all wooden and you got a bit of space.
And there's like a gif of a fire.
Yeah.
In the grate.
And there were big chunky folders that said maths on them and I was like, let me study again.
Let me
back in.
I could do so much learning here.
Let me back. I want to get another A. Oh, there are now A stars to get. I could now get an A star in further maths.
There's so much like, this is an elitist. If you can hear that,
is that rain or wind?
Is,
oh fuck! It's rain.
It is fucking it down.
Oh fuck! Oh fucking hell!
Wow. This,
oh boy!
Now the podcast just got so much cozier.
This is literally what we were talking about.
This is the study music.
Natural rain.
Natural rain sounds. Me and Phil listen to natural rain sounds to get work done. And I've started on the train singing a song to myself.
Oh, yeah.
It was
natural rain.
It was something like, because the album's called like Rain Sounds for Sleep.
Uh-huh.
I was just singing to myself. Rain sounds for sleep. Footstep sounds to creep. Pervert sounds to peep. Jumping sounds to leap on a loop. Anyway.
Completely undoing the relaxing nature of the
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, okay. Quickly. Thank you, Baz. Kind words. Numerous occasions you made me laugh out loud to the confusion of passers-by. This memorable time this happened recently was during your impressions of Jim Carrey. I was going to vaccinate my kids, but somebody stopped me.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
I generally had to take my headphones out to compose myself. Thank you. I have no poopy tails for you. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
However, I can provide some lovely tat.
Oh, great.
So I'll just tell you what these are because they are just bizarre or maybe slightly unguessable. This one in curly whirly writing says, stay a while.
Hmm.
And then underneath in tiny letters, but not too long, .. Don't make it weird.
Oh, no. Yuck. Oh, self-aware sort of whimsy.
Irony humor.
Whimsical irony humor tat.
Horrible.
Oh, it's like the noughties are over, man.
Yeah, enough.
Get over it.
The Scrubs season finale has been gone.
I was literally about to say we've all seen Scrubs.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
so weird.
Yeah. We're the same boy. It's because we're the same boy.
You said that like a witch who's done this to us.
Yeah. Two heads on one bad pod body. And the other one is just a sign that says, home crap home.
Okay.
It's quite funny.
It is, but quite depressing.
Very aggressive. Home crap home.
No, that's quite sad.
It's okay, buddy. I like your home.
I'd never put that in. Even if I had a nice home for the irony or like a bad home for the candor of it, I wouldn't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Baz.
Thanks, Baz. All the best with A-levels.
Various exams, I suppose. Now it's time to go... Where are we going? To the...
to the exclusive sixth form block.
Of the Patreon.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming and seeing us on tour. By the time you're listening to this, we'll probably be, goddammit, back on the road.
So, yes. So please do check our respective websites for the dates to see where we'll be coming. You'll be surprised where we're going. I gotta say, you're gonna be surprised. You might be there going, Phil and Pierre are coming to this part. You'll be surprised.
You would be amazed where comedians go. So yeah. Check it out. But other than that, have a good week. And Patreons, we will talk to you on Friday at 5 o'clock.
Yes, see you there. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.